Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled deep in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
I still love that intro.
Really?
I think it's great.
I should be in the chat room, but I'm too busy.
They are saying that, you know, that iPhone is overrated.
It's not overrated. It's the coolest thing ever.
Ever made. The coolest thing ever made. So, everybody, it is the 8th of June. It is a Monday, and it is 7:02. And here we are.
Oh, it is 7:02.
Good night, everybody.
That was it. We're out of here.
So where are you going?
I have an issue.
Well, we know that, but where are you going?
To it.
All right.
She's no longer with us.
Okay, well, whatever. I'll just turn your mic off. That'll be the best way to do it. Okay, so Notora's left us. We are now just Brian Baxter again. How was your weekend?
Slow.
How was your week?
Nuts.
Good.
Lecture.
Good, good. Careful in there. Indian food. So,
yours or hers?
yeah, she really should have waited a little while longer. But, yeah, we had our lecture on Friday, which was entertaining. And let's see. How do we describe the lecture? Well, yeah, you're going to need your mic back on for that. Yeah. Excuse me?
It was good.
It was good. We had it.
You guys are always good. It was magic.
We doubled our attendance, right? Isn't that what it was?
I did not count.
There were two people this time.
Yeah.
Hey, I had a friend show up. So
Jack counted, and according to Jack, we doubled our attendance from last time, which is great. If we can do that again, that'll be even greater.
It was all because of the magic.
Yeah. Yeah, the magic tricks.
The magic fork. Oh, yeah. It went over well.
Did it? Yeah, that was cool. So, yeah, I made a fork move. And it doesn't sound as impressive as
and,
it was.
And you held a cup in air,
did
mid-air.
You? Yeah, I did.
Did
a cup
you
levitated.
See the expression on the kid in the front row's face?
They
when
were
moved
so
that
adorable.
Fork.
They were so adorable.
I thought he was going to have to go clean up.
Yeah. We were basically demonstrating that if you have a good backstory, a good paranormal backstory, you can make any little magic trick turn into an incredible paranormal event that will totally gain the trust of the people that you're trying to. Let's just ignore that. It did absolutely. I have someone knocking at my door.
It could be the what's the name? Aliens.
No. What it is a neighbor wanting tarantula advice. So.
Wanting what kind of advice?
Tarantula.
You can tell by the knock.
15 minutes on the high.
Yeah. No, that's way too long. It only takes like 2 minutes.
Tarantula advice takes that much.
Yeah, exactly.
See, and oh, go ahead.
You have them in a closet.
So, anyway, the lecture was good. I think it was a little long. We're going to make a few little changes.
It was a lot long.
Was it too long?
It was exactly what Jack requested.
It's not too long as the break is properly identified.
Right. Well, like I said, all those things were things that weren't considered beforehand.
No. That's what happens when you keep surprising the rest of the crew. You know, you could maybe bring some of this up to the rest of the crew and maybe get some feedback before you.
Well, like what?
You could have said.
No, see, the thing is Jack said, you need to go this long. and you need to have an intermission before you start doing this stuff.
And, since when do you follow what Jack says?
Well, because that's he set up the time to fall into that. This is what he wanted. So it's like,
and
okay.
Since when do you give Jack what he wants?
Well, when what he wants doesn't really make a difference to me.
That's what I thought.
Then he can have it, yeah.
You know.
I didn't care. If he wants an intermission, he can have one.
Yeah, I noticed.
So it's like, surprise, go pee. So, and I thought that worked really well.
It was a shock.
So, and you were saying that even though I didn't cuss, there were a few things that
there are a few things that come out of your mouth that
the raped and murdered was one.
Yeah, rape and murder.
What about
the fact that you said it right to the little kids? You know, because you were leaning in, and she was raped and murdered.
Well, I walked over to them and held their hand in my palm, and I said, "Raped and murdered."
No, you didn't even whisper
it. Talk to your mom about what that means.
It might have worked if you had whispered it, but they were all traumatized. Like Corky, what was his name? Quirky, who's the little man with the paranormal kids?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You do too. That
Chip
TV
Coffee.
Show, Chip Coffee.
Yeah, Chip Coffee.
Well, it worked for him,
kind of that
it?
Effect.
Yeah, if it works for Chip, it'll work for us. And were you also when I said that Jack looked like he was a dirty old man sitting in the back of a porn theater? Was that one of those?
That was another. See, you're another, yeah. Yes.
Well, I thought about that later.
yes. Yeah, much later. Oh. Too later.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that we were...
The kids were under 13.
Yeah, so, and that's the whole thing, is it was said, you know, no one under 13. It's 13 or older. So my speech was fine. They were in the wrong.
But normally you modify. When you see people in the audience, I've noticed you usually modify
it. I said poo-poo. I said
no
crap.
Reason, but
yeah,
no.
Yes,
because I thought they would
fit
laugh
with anything. It did make them laugh.
Yeah, poo poo, tt doo doo, and stuff like that makes kids laugh. Yeah, you know, I thought I did modify a little bit, and you know, I thought I was doing good, but again, I'm wrong. I tried my best.
You have been married, so I think, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So, anyway.
It'll be in the book.
I'm installing Firefox on your computer, by the way.
Okay. Enjoy.
So,
yeah, take up some bandwidth, why don't you?
There's nothing wrong with the pre, is what you're telling me.
What?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just not an iPhone.
Well,
yeah,
that's
the point.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have nearly the cool options that an iPhone does.
And you know what else it doesn't have?
An Apple logo.
Access to the App Store.
That's true.
You will know what that means.
I don't need all those apps.
Yes, you do.
That's the thing, is I didn't think so either.
Yeah, but you have OCD.
So anyway, OCD. Nodding,
wow.
Nodding doesn't
I'm waiting.
Go that well. Over
I spelled
there.
It.
Yeah, that was really good. That'll go good, too, for the people downloading the podcast. we're learning, though. Okay, what else? We were going to be broadcasting tonight from the historic Brook Forest Inn. And obviously somebody has said something in the chat room that has Notor quite happy.
He said it's the Zune of smartphones.
Is that Rick?
No, that was Guy Cognito.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my fan.
I completely agree.
Yeah, that is. So anyway.
Yeah, it is to phones what the Zune is to MP3 players.
Yep.
Brown and just shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, if you want to.
You can't deny nature.
Yeah.
Microsoft never does.
Yeah, that's true.
It is abnormal, though.
Everything they do is brown. Anyway.
And
now
I'm
something
guessing.
Else has been said. Is that what I'm guessing here?
Wow, that was interesting. What was that?
That's called a noise gate.
Oh.
We shut up long enough and it just goes silent.
<Shut up. laughs> Wow.
Let's try it again. Okay, everybody. Shh, shh, shh.
Cool.
That is so groovy.
You guys are weird.
It's too bad I couldn't fade into it, though, huh? Wouldn't that be a little nicer?
Yeah.
Be like a shh.
Well, we saw a movie. That was good.
We did see a movie.
So we can recommend a movie.
Yeah, we saw The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Yeah. No,
absolutely hilarious.
It was cool. I didn't know that Mike Tyson owned a tiger.
Don't Don't be telling the stuff. Spoiler alert.
Well, I don't know that would be a... I guess it would be a spoiler.
Yeah.
I guess it would be.
Darn.
Even though Mike Tyson was punching a guy in the commercial.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But,
they didn't
pay
know now,
close attention, because you also know from the commercial that there's a guy in the trunk of a car. So pay close attention to
has to go see the movie.
How he exits the trunk.
No, spoiler.
No, I just said how he exits. I didn't say how he exits. I just said pay attention to how he exits.
Yeah, but see, now they'll know.
They're going to know what? That he leaps up onto the other guy's face nude? They're not going to know that.
Ooh, you are evil. You are evil.
But it's funny. It's
yeah,
great
you
movie.
Were going to go see it, but now he's told you everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not worth
the
it
ending?
Now.
You want to know where the missing guy was?
In that case, we should just go see Land Lost.
Oh.
She doesn't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
I'd even go see Star Trek again.
I want to go see Land Lost.
Drag me to hell.
That I want to see.
Drag me to hell.
Why?
Why? What do you mean why?
Two words. Sam Raimi.
And good reviews.
And Sam Raimi.
I want a pre. See anyone appreciating that?
Sam Raimi ain't got nothing to do with that.
I bet Sam Raimi has a pre.
If you have Bruce Campbell in the commercials for it, then we might go buy one.
Bruce Campbell has a pre, but he has one.
He does not. He's got an iPhone.
I hate being like everybody else.
Don't worry, you're not.
If it's an Apple product, you aren't being like everybody else, believe me.
Everybody else on the planet.
Everybody else has Microsoft products.
I know, I told you. Yeah, we should go see Up. I agree. In 3D, of course.
Okay. Go see it in 4D so we can just watch Shadows.
Yeah.
I bet on a pre you could watch it. Because it's got a kick-ass screen.
Yeah.
Got really good resolution. Internet looks prettier on a pre. That's what they said.
You got an attitude problem.
I hate to tell you, but the screen is identical to the iPod.
It's not. It's better. That's what they said.
When did they say it?
June.
Okay,
2009.
Well, you know what? You know what? Yeah. You know what? The new
ZDNet.
And you know what? The new iPod came out today. So they had nothing to compare it to other than the old
iPhone. They did.
The old iPhone. Because
they looked at the new iPhone, too.
Well, when did they do that?
At that show.
It came out today.
It came out today.
At that show.
Today?
At that show.
No, it was one of those tech show things. No,
that's what today was for the iPhone. So
then
they could not
I'm
have
just
seen
psychic.
It. They couldn't have seen it before today.
Well, I'm sure they did. Because they said it was better.
Well, and they would have been sued.
They were wrong. Yeah, Apple's evil when it comes to that.
Yeah,
Sam Raimi has an iPhone and a spare iPhone.
It's just a losing battle here. The iPhone's where it's at. Okay, anyway, let's move on. We were supposed to be doing this television broadcast, this
yes.
Radio broadcast.
Wow.
Well, we are broadcasting on Justin TV.
That's true.
But... you're supposed to be doing it up the Brook Forest, the historic Brook Forest Inn. Lovely, lovely Brook Forest Inn that we love so much.
Home of the Blathering Book.
And they occasionally give us free food when I'm able to fool them into it.
Which hasn't been often.
I did good for you. I did good for you last time.
Yes, you did good for me.
I got that chicken sandwich. But... yeah, the thing is we were going to be taking another group up there to do some investigating, and we made a deal with them that they had to come to the lecture for a little bit of training before we would take them.
That's creepy.
And they didn't make it. What's creepy?
Explain this to me, man.
Yeah.
Okay, explain I'm ready.
Firefox, never been installed on this computer before.
Uh-huh.
I installed it, went into our chat room,
uh-huh.
and I logged in automatically as me.
there is an explanation. Firefox will take
the preferences,
from Safari.
I said don't import anything.
Well,
then
I can't explain that.
Evil.
Oh no, yeah, it'll still take a lot of things even though you say don't import, cuz you're just not importing the bookmarks and stuff. So that's pretty groovy, huh?
Yeah, I'm
but
sold.
It does that. So you
see, if it was a PC, it wouldn't have done that. It would have just crashed.
Right, right. And then you'd have to reinstall the entire system. So, and then all your drivers wouldn't work. You'd have to go find new drivers. And...
ooh, breaking news.
Not if I had a pre.
When you say pre, it sounds like you're saying pretty really fast.
Really?
That's really pretty.
It's my accent.
That's so pre.
It makes up for the fact I can't say goth.
Look at that pretty little phone.
Oh, not that I just going out erased to the golf it club. By accident or anything.
Did you say accident? That's the closest to cussing I've ever heard you do.
That was funny. We did get breaking news that in the next few days, disclosure will take place.
Disclosure, everybody. Okay, I gotta get prepared for this. Okay, I'm ready.
I just got a hit on Christopher Moon.
I'm waiting for disclosure.
Does this look like him?
Yeah. No, I ran across him, actually, when I was looking up other Christopher Moon stuff.
And given what happened in the movie that we saw?
That's true.
That's Chris Moon.
That's true. Doug? Mm-hmm.
David?
Doug? Are we talking about the same thing? We're talking about the same movie?
The one we saw this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh,
His name was Doug?
We called him
Black Doug, and he's like, hey.
I thought he was David.
No, it's Doug. Because I was going to say, why don't they just call him Drug Doug?
Okay, you ready for this?
Like that would make sense.
Give me some news stuff.
Oh, news. Okay, hang on. I am so unprepared.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Just give me a second. I'll figure it out. Okay, no, it's not working.
Wow, that's right. I was prepared. From the BBC, who have sunken to the level of, well,
American News.
Former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan says she still sees her husband Ronald and talks to him. She told Vanity Fair magazine, another great piece of media, at nighttime, if I wake up, I think Ronnie is there and I start to talk to him and I see him.
Well,
yeah.
That's not proof. What is?
Okay. One more time. That's just nasty. That's Ryan Seacrest, who I never thought I'd say his name on here.
I know, yeah.
Is reportedly being plagued by a love-struck ghost. Female crew on American Idol are apparently living in fear of the spirit nicknamed Phyllis after stage manager Debbie Williams suffered a nasty accident. A source told National Enquirer magazine, The women on the show say that they could feel the ghost's passion for Ryan and believe that she got insanely jealous as Debbie just followed him down the staircase. That accident was just the weirdest thing. The stairs just retracted suddenly.
They were on an escalator, but didn't know it.
No, wait a minute.
It caused an instant gap between Debbie and Ryan. Nothing like that has ever happened before. And I mean ever before.
Right.
Seconds later, a huge tower mysteriously crashed down, spraying glass shards everywhere. She was badly hurt and rushed to the hospital.
Okay.
But did her head hit every step?
Well, that's a possibility. Actually, it's not a possibility. But here's the big thing. This, to me, this is a scam. I can tell you exactly why this is a scam. This whole thing is this is what happens when you're Ryan Seacrest and none of the women want to talk to you. So they make up a great ghost story so they can say our lives are in danger if we get near you.
That's true.
They want to talk to him. They want to do more than talk to him.
No, they don't, because then
it might be Phyllis Diller.
No, that's a scam. All that is they're getting around. Why won't you talk to me? Well, you got a crazy bitch ghost trying to, you know, kill us. We're not going to talk to you.
Maybe just because that has happened. Maybe nearer or to a friend of yours or something like that.
Oh, I don't know. I am so through with you.
Well, I don't know how you could have come to that conclusion.
Hold on a second here.
Because I use critical thought.
I have a question here. I'm reading about our buddy Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Chris was only 7 when he had his first paranormal experience. At 16, he knew he wanted to explore it further. I thought at 16 he was called in by the Catholic Church.
That's what I remember.
He went into business with his father in 2004. Okay. four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, six. Not 20.
Are you having trouble with his math?
But six.
Yeah, but you have to remember, he can do the, you know, higher math.
I guess.
Because the aliens.
Well, no.
Oh, sorry, that's Romanek.
That's Romanek.
Are you ready for this? Math. Here's the kicker. This is the reason I found this. There are different classes of EVP. Class A, B, and C are simple answers to simple questions, and the classes differentiate between one spirit or several and their location in the room.
Okay, so
this a class,
is a completely different.
So a class C means you got three ghosts and they're approximately 14 feet away from the.
That wouldn't happen in this room, even with the mirror.
There is also something called a class R. It is described as popping, clicking, and static, also known as a Frank's box. It's also called direct electronic response. And this is the one Chris especially likes because he and his team coined the phrase when they figured out what they were hearing. You know what I'm feeling here? Oh, sorry. It's Let me keep going here. It's human speech in reverse, said Chris. When stretched out, one simple click or piece of static is a full human speech pattern.
He's insane.
Now, you know what I'm seeing here? He's walking away from the telephone to the dead because it's too controversial and there's too many people out there using the same thing.
So wasn't he claiming
he comes up with
that
his,
he did this first?
He's, well, yeah, right. Okay. He used this first.
Oh, the ghost thing?
Yeah, he used that thing first.
Does that work on black people?
No.
Oh, well.
You're immune.
Doesn't surprise me.
No, he uses this first, supposedly, which he didn't.
Right.
But then he says, I've got this new technology, and now he can walk away from the box.
Yeah.
And he can coin this phrase.
Exactly. A Class R recording.
But didn't... But this was... Something he did before.
He claims he did before.
Right.
This is what he claims he applied to the $1 million challenge for.
Right.
Which he didn't.
Right.
I can say that boldly too, which he didn't.
Right. That's irritating.
So he has a box that... he has a box that makes a click, and then when you play that click backwards slowly... It's human voices.
Of course it is.
And depending on how many there are and how far away they were from the microphone is the next classification system.
Right. Right.
Ryan Seacrest should use this new technology to get women, maybe.
Oh, Christmas.
Stu wants to know your source.
Yeah, what's your source, man?
I'm making this stuff up. Oh, no. that source is from something that Chris himself.
Ooh, now we're all one thing.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
Like a blob.
That is from Encountering the Paranormal by Casey Klein, posted 11/3/08. Quote from Christopher Moon, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only change form. Which I think is kind of bold of him to say that he said that.
I'm sure he never
said Christopher Moon, a paranormal investigator, as well as president and senior. He did not say that.
No,
he may have said it. He just wasn't the first.
He just wasn't the originator.
Yeah.
So that would be Mr. Albert Einstein Moon.
Well, his cousin.
Yeah.
Actually, he probably got the information from his Frank's box.
God.
Which is a viable source of scientific investigation.
It really is. It really is.
Orbs. We've got a lot of orb activity. Oh, I like being cubed.
You like that?
I like that.
It's Nator cubed.
Well, that's all right then. I'm going to trademark that. And that will be how my dead talk to me.
Throw a cube.
Do they rotate left or do they rotate right?
This one seems to do both.
And upside down.
Now, it does also say that he went into business with his father.
Right. Okay.
And
in 2004? Yeah.
So maybe we need to plot a timeline.
We have. It's the most convoluted, screwed up, goofy thing you've ever seen in your life.
It is not a straight line.
That's probably because you didn't do it in Excel.
That's because Excel is evil. It doesn't have any graphic representation in it. It's all
Excel's not the
for
best
Chris
place
Moon,
to do
it. You don't
timeline.
Need graphic representation.
Oh, that's true.
If you had a big donkey ass, it'd be a good graphic representation, I think.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
He's fixing his hair.
I'm putting on my skip latte.
Now that's an Iman.
No kidding.
Something that wants to be a diamond when it grows up.
Okay, what else we got going on, people?
That's the kind of thing you give to your ladies.
25 karat cubic zirconium.
It ain't even zirconium. It's an Iman.
It's glass. Right here, but this is a skip latte. I'll be wearing this.
So did anybody hear anything about the whole Peckman?
Oh, yeah. Did anybody go to his booth?
Anybody at all?
Please.
Because we hear he's taking bribes for votes now.
No, yeah. He's going to give
Or he's giving bribes for votes.
You're right.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit. What exactly is it that Peckman is doing, in his own words, do we know? Can you pull that
up? Roughly, if you sign his petition, he will donate $1 up to $6,000 to the Colorado homeless. Which, when his mother finds out what's going on, will be him. So
right. He'll
just be collecting that himself, probably.
Now, see, we need to make a statement about that, because, you know, Nator can relate to this, and I very soon may be relating to this, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with living with your mother.
Right. Yeah, but there is if you're seeing aliens in the windows at the same time.
Yes, there is absolutely something wrong with living with your mother. It's whether or not you're willing to admit how wrong.
Well, yeah. See, but the thing
but you're
is,
20,
is,
so, you know, that's
right,
a whole different
right.
issue.
Yeah, I'm just a pup
here. Oh, and Stu's
here.
Asking right. about the disclosure that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, you gotta talk about that a little
bit. I don't
bit.
Know if I still have that or not. I'll have to look.
Give it a shot. Give it
okay,
a shot.
Okay, here it is.
Now, oh, you found it already? I was going to elaborate on the living at home part.
You go, okay. Go ahead while he's looking up.
Well, he's going too fast.
I am magic
it's
over here.
It's a black screen.
It's not a black screen.
See, that's
Look
why he's
that.
Talking
it's
his way through it.
Screen.
It was black when I looked.
Okay.
I guess we're all colorblind here.
Yes, we are all colorblind.
From All News Web, take that as you can.
Yes.
The bottom line reality is that the world stands at the cusp of opening first contact. Admittance of the definitive knowledge of alien presence on Earth by the governments or world's major nation is literally days away.
Literally days, people. Days. Days.
And that is a certainty. Disclosure, however, will be gradual. In fact, it is already happening.
Already happening.
Over the next few days, these events will occur. Yeah, they should do that. NASA will finally admit that it has, quote, some evidence that aliens might be monitoring Earth and it is seriously researching UFO events. Mm. So they are definitely maybe going to say this. There will be admittance by another government agency or relevant organization.
SETI.
No, you're filling in the blanks.
I am.
That I'm there totally is reason to spoiler. Believe that some signals that have picked up by radio telescope are probably of alien origin.
So there's reason to believe probably.
Once
maybe.
Again, definitely maybe. The government of a major European nation will outright admit having knowledge of UFOs visiting our planet.
I'm guessing France.
I was thinking more like,
Switzerland?
No.
Stu knows what flakes they are.
That's true. Now, if I was going to say, let's see, UFO disclosure, Europe.
The French are
I'm
just
thinking
a pain
somewhere
in the
around
ass,
Amsterdam is
I
where
like
they're going to
the
be
French.
Seeing them.
I like French fries.
That did not come from France.
That's Freedom
it's
Press.
It's right in the name, Nator.
I don't care if it is in the name. Didn't come from France.
Pay attention.
It's going to be some sort of a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Harmonic convergence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I call it, but I don't think that's what it really is.
What was the word you came up with the other day? Harmonic what?
Confusion.
It was even funnier than that.
Conflation.
Confluxion or something. I laughed.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all know that's pretty easy right there. You know what they're talking about?
No.
They're talking about newspapers being going down.
Talking about newspapers going down.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, radio shows are going right the fuck down, too, because the chat rooms aren't even listening.
We do have...
No, they caught up. They caught up.
We do have we do have breaking news again.
Something broke?
For those of you in northeastern Weld County, there is a tornado warning effective until 7:45 p.m. How's that?
Hey, I could get called up.
Absolutely nothing to anybody listening.
I could get called up.
To go do Vista
stuff? So I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, not Vista. For the governor.
FEMA stuff?
I am on the governor's Not Vista. Commission.
It's going to be for Windows 7.
Oh, you are so right, Guy Incognito. You must have listened to our show.
What?
Nothing. That's a whole nother show. Nothing to do with y'all.
Yes. Oh, you're talking about your your adorable little show that you
My adorable little show.
So why don't you plug that real quick for everybody?
The Curious Podcast at thecuriouspodcast.com.
Well, if it's not a dot info, it's not worth listening to.
See, ours has more information than your commercial crap that you got going over there. That's all. Ours is non-commercial.
Yeah.
Have you heard any commercials? Hey, should we do a commercial break?
Actually, I was bringing up some more news here.
Oh, go for it.
Well, it's sort of a religious. Well, I was a religious experience.
See, but after that, I always felt like I had a religious experience.
Yeah.
You look like
I'm still cruising for it here. I'm surfing, okay?
That's kind of good.
I was trying to give him lots of time.
I need more of that.
Yeah, because he's on one of those iTunes.
Yeah, if I was on one of those other ones, I'd still be trying to connect.
All right, okay, so let's go back to the living with your parents thing.
Once upon a time.
No, see, I think it's fine if it's a situation where you're working, you know, and you're just working on getting on your feet, maybe even you're helping out your mom and stuff, but when you're in Peckman's situation where it's so he doesn't have to pay rent or get a job, I think it's a little different.
Well, okay, because I could actually...
You could do that, but you're not doing that.
Could I have my broken news?
Yeah, but for how long? Until you found something to work with, right?
Broke my news.
You didn't just feel, hey, this is a great, great ride. I can do
my
this
mom
the rest
will
of my
never
life.
Let me go hungry. What can I say?
Well, no, that's fine. That's what I'm saying. It's you can do that, but do you consider that to be, hey, this is what I'm gonna do the rest of my life? Is I'm gonna live off of her check? I don't think you're.
It's
doing
a bad
that.
Economy.
I don't think you're doing that. I don't see.
She
I think,
doesn't even buy me Uncle Eddie cookies.
See, I think higher of you. I think you actually go out and you do stuff.
Hit
and
me.
And it's not just a,
on the corner.
It's not. Ooh, you probably shouldn't have said that.
It's okay, Mom doesn't listen.
Okay, here we go again.
Guy Incognito should be wondering which corner.
Employees
I'll
in
tell
South
him.
Car- yeah.
We're writing a script together.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Oh, I gotta start over. All right, we'll do this a bit shorter. No, I like this one.
You want me to hit them for
yeah.
you?
Employees at South Carolina's Anderson Municipal Business Center say they're seeing ghosts.
Yes, they are.
The sightings started last month with the latest happenings Thursday morning. Security guard Robert Colbert.
Not Steven.
On his Segway.
Said he was working late when he saw something move just out of the corner of eye. So I stopped talking and went back and checked it. When I saw it, I said, huh. I'm just quoting. Okay, he said he saw a movement in the surveillance camera in the credit union office when no one was there. It's just a little ghostly figure walking around. Or as those of us at Rocky Mountain Paranormal would like to say, walking around on the lens. Video shows a white blur, sometimes two, floating around the room to a chair, sitting down and disappearing. IT director Mark Cunningham, no relation to Richie, who oversees the surveillance system for the municipal center, says he has checked out the cameras and found nothing out of order. We really have no idea what it could be. The staff says they tried to come up with explanations for the blur. They tried closing the blinds, thinking it might have a reflection from the outside, but it showed up again and looked even clearer than before. Yeah. The staff is calling the image Claire for clairvoyant.
Which makes so much sense, really.
Because clairvoyant things walk on the...
Employees say they don't have an explanation for why a ghost would haunt the building. Well, gee, that helps. The municipal center is brand new, and the building that used to occupy the lot was a service station. That explains it. It's a Blue Angel.
It's a Blue Angel, yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, the last comment on this article is written by me. Not to be confused with the people writing, looks like a person better than anything seen on Ghost Hunters. Oh, I have a story. Do you want a story?
Oh, you have a story?
Gather around the computer, people. We're going to talk about Brian.
Oh.
I'm going to hop into the chat room here and leave a link for everybody to go and actually see the video.
Very good.
So.
Go to KUSA.com, click on Sidetracks.
So when people ask what that is, they'll now know.
Okay. I decided I'd have a little fun on, I believe it was Saturday night, because I was sitting in front of my computer.
Oh, instead of being out at the concert. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were instead of being out at the concert, too.
Yeah, but you were not to know.
I was in front of my computer, so I decided I'd hop into the Taps chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Which is now being held by healthy guards at the of the Taps family. Well, the interesting thing about this was I haven't been in there in a long time. Now, I know for an absolute fact, Stu can get kicked out of there in less than 20 seconds, I'd say, is probably his record.
It's basically two entries in the chat room is what it takes him.
That's because he could write.
Yeah, two comments, and he's done. And it is. It's remarkable watching him get booted out.
Well, I decided I'd go in, and I was going to play nice. Oops.
Uh-oh. You broke it.
I busted it.
He broke the internet.
Reboot the internet, people. God. My fault. Oh, God. Anyway.
Phenomena is not spelled P-E-U-N.
Oh, that's Van Prague spelling right there.
Anyway, I go into the chat room trying to be a nice guy. And about,
how come their help looks just like our help?
Because I stole it from them. How's that for an answer? I got a letter that says I can use it, too, so deal with it.
I'm fine with it.
Anyway, Grant reviews what we know about the K2 meter so far. Oh, I need to go in there.
Uh-oh.
He's on the TAPS website, just in case you guys are wondering.
So
I go in there, and I decide that I'm going to go just hang out and talk to the people. Nothing exciting, just see what's going on. And they keep having this thing that pops up about every 30 seconds that says, you need to go in and read the rules of our board, and gives a link and all this. And I said, wow, you guys are getting real nasty about that. You know, I think we could understand what we're supposed to be able to talk about and not talk about. And after saying that twice, trying to get somebody's attention, I got a, you need to leave because we don't like your kind here.
Ah. Nice.
To which I said something along, yeah. I did something along the lines of, really? Well, how about I've known the team longer than you have? Yeah,
hold on,
where did this go? Look at this. I have banned Gabby forever. Reason? I just hopped into their room. Here, more people being banned.
Well, they don't like them.
And I made the mistake and called them big brother-like.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you need to leave. And I said, no. And I never actually got kicked out. They kept threatening to kick me out, and I kept threatening to say, you know, go ahead. But they wouldn't do it to me.
Hmm. But, and yet, Stu...
Well, I wasn't going in just...
guns blazing.
Vulgarly attacking.
Yeah, Stu, why don't you hop on over?
Yeah, hop in there and let's watch you. let's watch that magic happen.
Yeah, let's see how long it takes for you to get kicked out. That was beautiful. Where were we when we were up at the Mackey? Yeah,
I was in there. I didn't even have time to log in, and he'd already been booted out.
That was beautiful.
Well, and it was so sad because every time I go in there and I'm trying to talk to him, I'm like, okay, so who's been on a ghost hunt lately? Oh, we don't like to talk about that here. What's with the Ghost Hunters logo on the back then? Oh, well, we do that all the time, and we just like to come in here to relax.
Why don't you do that in your living room?
Yeah. No, you wouldn't want to hang out with the other ghost hunters and talk about that.
Alone. You know how much this mirror cost me?
$1?
I didn't ask.
I think it was like 10.
Oh. I did not ask.
But it looks like it could be more expensive.
It just reminds me of the spoof of Lethal Weapon when they went inside the trailer. It was all huge because he had painted it beige. The light colors make it look bigger.
Yeah, some of us don't think you're funny at all.
I'm not funny. That's the sad part. I just observe the truth.
I see. And that's what makes it funny. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm not funny. Well,
I was being very vulgar. Yes, you were, Stu. I remember.
He's telling on himself.
I don't remember what. Yes, Stu's in there already.
Did he get in there? Where is he?
I don't know what his name is, but yeah, he was. I kind of blushed.
Watch the things go by. And
I am. I'm trying to find out which one is Stu.
Oh, this was great live action.
Yeah, this is what now, Paranormal Radio is all about. Let's go over to somebody else's chat.
He says he sees
room.
You in there now.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, he's Brian.
I said, so
oh, you just went in as Brian.
I said, so any... Wow, somebody responded to me.
Yeah, because especially since you misspelled that.
Okay, so just if anybody in our chat room doesn't know what's going on...
Neither do we.
The AtlanticParanormalSociety.com, or it's actually the-Atlantic-Paranormal-Society.com. /, has a chat room very similar to the one that you're in now. And there's people over there talking a bunch of crap about how cool they are. And this is where Brian and Stu
debunkathon. I'm up for...
Get kicked.
Oh, God.
And I myself never go into these chat rooms.
Oh, now Rick's in there too. Basically, we're just sending people
we're just
over.
We're attacking.
Did anybody pick up any Pac-Man information? That's what I'm looking for.
You know what's frustrating is we really haven't talked about Chris Moon enough. We have sent people to chat room.
Well, we have to spend the whole show talking about Chris Moon.
Yes, we should, because that's what we do. We're a hate group that spends the entire time talking
about
Chris Moon.
Now, I want to know if there were...
I think if we did our little, you know, pie chart, he'd be a pretty big piece.
Yeah, that's true.
He would be a big piece.
Maybe we could be the all Chris Moon bashing network.
We should be.
That would be good.
We should be.
I'm waiting. It's about to happen.
Oh,
go ahead.
You're talking about EVPs.
Yeah, Rick.
Rick.
Oh, Rick. Rick is troublemaking.
How about them EVPs?
Is that what he said?
Yes, how about them EVPs? and Stu's in there with warning radio showing. Talking about not a fan of EVPs personally. And Brian's jumping in now. Talking about me too.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the person has responded. That's interesting. That's one of my favorite forms of evidence. Rick, yeah, I hear the show is dropping them in the future.
God, this is like a prank call that's going across the entire world.
EVPs? I'd kill for a good EVP. What show is dropping what? There's about five conversations going on.
Yeah, that's the problem with this. Their chat room usually has about 200 people in it.
Mm. Oh, Guy Cognito jumped in. He wants to know what an EVP is.
Oh, no.
So,
well, we've caused a big problem.
Now, that would be great. So we won't ever
that's
have to do a show again.
Problem.
We'll just send people
just
over
send
to
people
their
over
chat
to other
room
chat
or
just
and
watch.
Talk about it. Oh, yeah, somebody's explaining it. Electronic voice phenomenon. Oh, two people have explained it. Electronic voice phenomenon twice.
Well, what is
that? And Brian's going in there. That is hearing voices. Oh, Guy Cognito says he can sense those EVPs without any devices. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's a voice that you don't hear audibly, says one respondent, but that records on your recorder or some device. And Stu goes, exciting video, and he's cussing. they aren't EVP guy.
Stu just got hit with the rules.
Stu, you know our rules. Oh, keep it G-rated, please, Stu.
What the fuck do you mean?
That's a disembodied voice. The
brains
says.
Are electric too. They should be able to pick. Go Rick.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this
it's
is
not
a
even.
Disaster.
Oh, now they're fighting. It's not even that. It's not audible. He's sensing it. That's a different thing. Oh, now they're parsing.
Wasn't she the
yep,
one?
Yep, there they go, hitting with.
Stu's talking about he did not violate the rules, and somebody said, "Yes, you did."
Yeah, and they just hit him with the rules.
Oh,
I'm part electronic. Go guy. on my mother's side.
So this is what we do for our radio show now. Can we find a new chat room to go in every week?
I swear, this is like kids. Stu's going, Rip, no, I didn't.
Reap is in here,
going,
so he's
going to
be having
did.
A ball.
And somebody keeps going, no, you did. I mean, Stu keeps going, no, I didn't. They keep going, yes, you did. Okay, somebody's got a question.
This is wrong.
And we're waiting on the question. And we're still waiting on the question.
They can't type that fast.
Why is Dave on the button? Oh, okay.
That's some good fun, right?
Somebody's
there.
Trying to get serious now. Guy Incognito's talking about we have rules in here.
You see, I think that's such a beautiful difference between our
yes,
chat
guy.
Room and their chat room.
Wait, Guy's asking why are there rules?
Why should there need
because
to be rules?
Because he's reformatting his computer again. Oh, yeah. Okay, that has nothing to do with us. Somebody saw some nice-looking rats at Petco.
Very nice. Now, why isn't Reap in there? Is Reap in there?
No.
Well, Reap's in our chat room.
Well, he's in ours, yeah.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Just you'd expect
probably
him to be
because they know him.
That could be. I know.
I mean, I'm just in there. It says Brian. And then Stu's in there as Stu Warning Radio. So.
Okay, Carol's still having problems with her computer going to sleep. Why haven't the Mac people fixed this?
Because it's a flash issue.
It's a flash issue.
Uh-huh.
And until Adobe gets off their tails and fixes it.
How much we can do.
Because she's having a problem. When she hits that, it'll put it to sleep.
And so it's a flash issue, but that didn't answer why the Mac guys have not fixed it.
Because there's no fix for it.
Oh, Stu is cussing.
What did Stu say now?
I don't know. I have my cussing blocked. I need to fix that.
Oh, you can block cussing?
Probably.
I thought he was
really?
Doing
That's
that.
That's pretty benign. Nice. Oh, Stu is so much fun. Okay. do we know what's going on? Well, we're probably going to be broadcasting from the Brook Forest Inn next month on the 13th of July. So that will be exciting. Who knows? That could be a pretty darn fun show. I'm guessing.
Wow. This chat room is intended for all ages. Any misconduct or inappropriate language or behavior, and your friends will need an EMF meter to contact you from the other side.
Oh, Guy Incognito's reporting people are starting to get kicked out.
I would say at that point, was that a threat? Can I quote you on that?
What?
Would they just sound like you threatened
him? I'm telling you, every time I go in there, they just... We're going to throw you out. It's like, what's the deal? What did I say?
And I'm going to haunt you from the other side with a sharpened carrot.
I banned RMPRS Stu forever.
Oh, Stu, you got banned forever.
Stu, it wasn't the quickest you've ever done it, but I do believe it was fun.
That was pretty entertaining, that's for sure.
I still don't think that the flash issue makes any sense because the other Macs aren't having that problem.
Well, that's the thing. It's a different processor than any of us are using. So
like if the processor were changed out?
No, you can't just change
it. No, if it was a different...
Why not? Isn't that on the motherboard?
The thing is while you can do that kind of thing with
PCs... I don't think we should be getting into this on the TV, on the radio show.
Well, then why did you start it?
You all kept talking.
No, you kept talking. Because we were done with it. You go, I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
and it's
it
like,
didn't
what?
Make any sense.
That was my best Oklahoman accent, by the way.
It really was lame.
I have not
been
good at
it. But I appreciate you trying.
I'm not Oklahoman.
You can hang with my people.
I could try.
In the back.
I can dance on a coffee table. I've done that much.
Yeah, but that wasn't my people.
Well, that's true. I don't know whose people that was.
Yeah, we don't know who let you in their house.
Guy Incognito's in there going, I can't get EVPs because I don't have any friends to talk to. That's why I'm in here. Will you be my friend?
I'll be your friend, guys. This week.
Start an anti-EVP society.
Oh, they want to know why Rick is so anti-EVP.
Because it's not real.
Guys, come on, anti-EVP is the best guy. That would be an AVP. Oh.
Oh, man. Well, you know.
So we have fun by going in and just annoying the
Taps
crew. Stu
said he doesn't care. Taps sucks.
Well, that didn't
sound like...
It's
full of Taps sheeple.
Yeah. That didn't sound like somebody that just got sent home.
Reap says, yeah, but you can say you are back from the dead.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
That's true. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Guy Incognito gets all forms of technology and ghost hunting. You need to
based on the evidence I've heard in controls and I've seen not used in the interpretations, I have concluded that they are not
guys, Guy Incognito saying you have to use the senses God gave you. You can't be using technology. Uh-oh, somebody brought up orbs.
Oh, God. Well, that's the only time EVPs are really authentic.
Let's see.
There's an orb associated.
Orbs are proof of B-E-L-I-A-L.
What is Belia?
Belial.
Oh. Oh, that's an L.
Yeah, now we're throwing demons into the
Belial
mix.
Is dead.
This will be good.
Let's see.
Duh.
Tell that
to Ryan.
Ryan B.
This is got to be the strangest show we've ever done.
No one reads the Bible,
done,
I swear.
What?
Oh, this my
gosh.
It's going
to be the strangest show we've ever done.
Yeah, it really
being
is.
Being trustworthy doesn't play into it. Now they're arguing about being trustworthy.
I have an issue with research. If it's real research and not social clubbing or a broken scientific methodology.
Okay, so now we have one lady who's saying, I assume it's a lady. Doll says orbs are awesome, proves to people that they need to clean their dusty place.
I agree with that.
Taters likes her.
Paranormal field is overrun with groupies, wannabes, and people that don't have a clue. Yeah, and we're in a room of them right now.
Wow, Rick got somebody to agree with him.
Rick,
Incognito's talking about I ain't no groupie.
You know, the funny thing is...
I'm in it for the science. He's not making any sense.
The funny thing is Rick says some pretty vicious things, and he just doesn't get kicked out of anything.
He says them so well, though.
He's very well-spoken. So... But serial killers often need to be well-spoken.
This is the best show ever by taking over another show. This is Guy Incognito on our side. He's got to be typing separately, two keyboards going, because he's going back and forth.
Yeah, this is where the night that Warning Radio took over Taps.
Well, I think more of y'all need to go over there.
Maybe we need to have a new segment.
Yeah.
For like 15 minutes of the show, we just go inundate somebody else's chat.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of fun. I don't know how to do it, but I enjoy encouraging you all to do it.
Hold on. What did he say?
Okay, now we got to back up and find out what Rick said. Is that... Oh, you're monkey driving.
No, this thing, this chat room loads really funny.
You can do it.
No, it's, yeah, low. Okay, we don't know. Rick, you got to tell us what you said.
It was good. He was just saying that about methodology.
So he was stating things scientifically.
Real research does not arrive at a place where something is accepted. It is just as it can just easily, if it is something or honest, arrive at a place where it is not accepted.
Ooh, Rick went all deep on him.
We cannot conclude based on the evidence, and we can change our conclusions. And based on the evidence of my conclusions, as I said, that EVPs are a load of dingo's kidneys. Thank you, Douglas Adams.
Oh, somebody thinks the K2 meter makes a good doorstop.
It doesn't make a good doorstop.
No, it's too expensive and it
the
breaks.
The K2, as sold, has an impingement issue inside the case, which to me invalidates anything you get with it. Whoa. All right.
Let's see. It only reads man-made.
Rick doesn't know what he's
so
saying.
It is useless.
Okay. Let's pull away from this for a moment and come back to the show.
Yeah, I know. It's about time.
Just for a second. And what do we got to look forward to? Anything?
The 28th. It's the only date I know.
28th is our lecture at the Shark and Yeti.
I think you should say that correctly. That's like me trying to say I'm going out to a golf club. Party with the dark goss.
Yak and Yeti. It's going to be a very fun lecture. And, you know, with that, you get the dinner buffet, which is so good. So good.
Incognito is not quitting.
We got that going on. I don't know if we've got any guests lined up at the moment because we like to wait to the last second on that kind of stuff.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it seems like when we were, like, getting guests set up in far in advance, they wouldn't show.
No, that was just Scarlett.
Well,
before your time.
Oh, well, no, it was the ones that actually listened to the show and realized that they'd be a potential target more than a guest.
Yeah.
So we started springing it on them like on Friday.
Now, one thing I don't think you pointed out to her was...
No, you did not point it out to me.
On Facebook. Did you see the pictures of the lecture?
Which one? Oh, no,
the
I
last
haven't.
One. Yeah,
no.
Yeah. On Brian's Facebook, you can see the Science of the Paranormal lecture photos.
And you know who the first person to comment about it was?
No.
Go ahead.
Scarlett.
All right, boys. I understand y'all done circled the wagons. All right.
Oh, Rick just said something vulgar. That never
happened. Guy Incognito is telling them, peace out, homeboys.
That is, Rick wouldn't say anything vulgar. I'm sure you're misreading that.
Exclamation, pound sign, percent, upside down, 3, percentage, at, question mark.
Uh-oh. Wow.
I wonder what Rick, he said. You can say it in our chat room.
They
right?
have a statistician.
Well, that's excellent.
I don't know why you need a statistician, though.
I don't either. So, anyway, next week's show, we could have anybody on. We're thinking Obama is coming on, and... Wow.
We didn't say the president, just some dude lives down
the street. Just some guy named Obama.
Hey, is he single?
I don't know. I think he's gay, though. Doesn't matter.
No, not the way my dating life is going.
That's so sad.
It is very sad.
PC very just went sad. To sleep. Now, do you have a flash issue going on over there? Or what's...
No, I think I ran out of power.
It's interesting because we have like outlets around that you could have plugged into.
I can't see them for all of your electronica.
Electronica.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a form of music?
And also,
you can't see them
a category
through all
of
my heavy metal. That also works.
Yeah, I got some music coming up for you guys.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Anything in particular?
Hopefully, it'll be a total surprise.
Hopefully it'll be a total surprise. Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Well, so far the music I've played you has surprised you a little.
It has. I shall be releasing my belly dancing DVD shortly, like anybody cares.
I'm sure the whole...
And for an additional $10, it won't include me.
Yeah, and how much is the DVD?
That is a great way to market that.
So how much is it?
See these guys? They won't dance on it if you buy the Extreme Edition.
I have...
I love it.
Gothic belly dancing DVD. Somebody gave me that.
Yeah, I've seen that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny, the description.
I don't remember.
You know something that I'm finding interesting?
What?
There is somebody in the TAPS chat room who is with a group that, quote, I would be interesting in seeing one of these if I could get it at Sears or someplace like that. They're talking about an EMF meter.
Ah.
They're with a team.
Maybe they're with... the ladies that just went up this past weekend.
I don't know who that is.
What are you talking about?
The ladies that we went and saw and had our Ghost Hunting 101 session with had an opening this weekend, And I thought, you know, maybe that's something that me and another person could go do. But I was so tired out from going to the concert that, you know, I just didn't have energy to go do that too.
I see.
So we didn't go.
Oh, I remember you guys talking about that.
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep my eyes open for that.
God, Rick's in there talking logic to him again.
Oh, that's so
don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself, Rick.
Pointless. Well, he's going to get kicked out because he's cussing.
No, I don't think he is. I think it's misinterpreting something here.
Oh.
This is craziness.
Well,
you know,
can you turn that off?
Let's just leave.
But I don't know how.
Let's just go. Should we go?
Here we go.
Is everybody ready?
Don't hide inappropriate words.
Is
I want to see what he said.
Well, yeah, you can stay in there. I'm just going to end the show.
Analyzer. It's censored analyzer.
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, then, yeah, I could see why, because it's got anal in there. It does.
It does. You're right. You're right. Well,
that's why I jumped on.
Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid. So stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. And now I believe them. You're not cool.